Hey, what's up, AfterBuzzers? We're talking episode 8 of Life Sentence, Sleepless Near Seattle. So Aiden gets denied. Stella goes on a road trip with Dr. Grant. And Wes leaves to San Francisco with Pippa. We have so much to cover. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. So here's my number, so call me maybe.
Maybe I actually shouldn't be singing because I'm not a good singer. So for all of you listening, I am so sorry for listening to you. My mom has told me several times that singing is definitely not a career I should pursue. So here I am. We are talking about episode 8 of Life Sentence. I am your host, Carla Beltran, and I'm joined by my lovely Monique.
Hey, everybody. Yes, I got the same thing, though. So we can be shower singing buddies.
Yes, definitely.
To our mothers.
Yes. Like, my mom is very... truthful to me, very yes. flat out, like, oh, you weren't born to sing, so mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
Mine always tells me
you
that too.
Should.
Right.
But the song was awesome during the episode. I really loved how
it was.
Dr. Grant and Stella were like, oh, this song is super overplayed. And then they had a complete scene about them singing together. It was awesome.
Right.
So let's get started. But before we get started talking about Dr. Grant and Stella, because they're so juicy, let's start talking about Aiden.
Okay.
Aiden he served a week in prison with an inmate that wouldn't let him sleep, but it was only a week, so it was okay.
Right.
Is he mad at Dad, or?
I think that he is. I am so sick of seeing Aiden be a victim. And that one moment where he actually was like, you know what, it is my fault.
Yeah.
I feel like he needs more of those moments. Mm-hmm. He can't blame his dad at this point. Like, you're too old for this now.
Yeah.
But yes, he was mad at dad for a week. Like, you got off.
Yeah.
He was looking at 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
3 years. He got off completely.
Yeah. And this is a way for him to be able to clean up what he's been doing the past couple of years. So I think if anything, it was okay for him to be mad at dad. But in a way, he should be thankful for, like, for what his dad did for him. Because now he gets his chance to kind of clean up what he did.
His act. And he didn't have to spend the full 3 years
of prison.
Yeah. He got a week in jail and community service.
And community service. So he's working at a construction, which I think is very attractive.
He's putting those
hands
to work.
Exactly.
Yes. A handyman is great.
Yes, definitely. At least he knows how to build. By the end of this, he will know how to kind of build a house, which maybe he'll end up building his own house. Who knows?
Probably not.
Probably not, but we could dream of a perfect Aiden.
We're talking about Aiden.
Yeah. But something in this episode happened to Aiden that I don't think we ever thought we would see coming.
He got turned down.
Got denied.
I think that's good for him, though.
Yeah.
Because now it steers him in a direction of maybe really finding true love. Like, a real relationship. No. I tried. Hold on.
Okay,
I finally gave Aiden the benefit of the doubt.
You did.
And you laughed. So, no more.
Normally, it's the other way around. I'm the one that believes the best in Aiden. But today, you guys, today, I saw a girl deny him. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed him being denied.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no.
Because even, like, honestly, once he started volunteering, and as soon as he walked up and the girl was like, oh, like, I'll pretend I didn't see that. I was like, of course, like, a girl has to come into play. You know, it couldn't have been like, I don't know. It couldn't have just been an all boys construction zone where he doesn't think about girls. Like, it had to be a girl introduced. And I honestly thought that. I didn't see him being denied coming at all. I thought she was going to be... Yeah, because since she...
You thought she was just going to let it fly.
Yeah, because she seems like a really nice girl. And I feel like she would have been, like, very understanding and been like, oh, okay, well, like, you know, or at least ask, like, what did you do? Instead, she was like, oh, well, no, I don't want to be, like, dating or seen with a convict or something.
I mean, her automatic response with a no kind of shocked me. But I felt like he was going to get turned down if he really told her. Because she was like, I'm here to volunteer. I'm here to do, you know, I really like doing this.
Yeah.
So you can tell she's kind of like on the right path. She likes helping people and things like that. So
yeah,
I
but
didn't
sometimes
see...
good girls want a bad boy. So I
in a certain age range. After you're a certain age, it's like,
yeah,
get away from me.
I can totally understand that.
And LA guys, oops. No, no, no.
Yeah. Well, Aiden got denied. We got to witness it. It was awesome. And another thing that we got to witness is Diego got really spicy in this episode.
He did. He showed, like, that I was shocked by. I have never seen Diego kind of come out of that. He's the more chill one. He's always the one who puts everybody like,
yeah,
hey, we got to be calm. Or he's the reason, he's the voice of reasoning.
Yes.
He's always the voice of reasoning. And this time I felt like, damn, Diego.
Yes. Like, that little... Well, I liked Lizzie. Lizzie is such a...
She was ready to go.
She was like, yo, your son, my son, let's settle this. And right. When she came back, she was putting like the toys away. It looked like she was going to rip off the teddy's head.
Right.
I was like, that would probably be me as well. So I completely understand. But I love what Diego did. I love that he went to go play dodgeball.
But he had a conversation with him at
first. He did.
He tried to... Once again, Diego, the voice of reasoning, he tried to reason with him.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, the little boy's dad wasn't having it.
No, I mean, he saw violence with violence, and I'm totally okay with it in this.
Was okay with it. In this time, I was okay with it.
What did you think about him going to tell him, like, you know, I'm sorry?
I personally wouldn't have. But as we see, it ends up working out anyway.
Yeah. But does it end up working out?
I think so, because the guy doesn't want to look like he got punked by this little guy.
Diego, yeah.
Right. You know, Diego's kind of short. You know, he was saying that he got made fun of when he was in school because he was a small little boy and all of that. And he's still kind of, you know, he's still kind of short. Mm. He still has that small guy vibe.
Yeah.
And he's a very... level-headed person. He's not like hot-headed. He's the one and he's like, you know, I feel like he's more like the Mr. Mom.
He is.
And since he is the Mr. Mom, like, this big dude is not, he's not gonna bring it back up. That's why he was just like, no, you didn't, get out of my room.
Mm-hmm.
Because what else? You have to admit that you got beat up by this guy. I mean, but I love that Lizzie was like, we may lose our house.
She was like thinking all of this. I was like,
over the place. She was like, we may lose our house. We may like lose everything, but I'll live in a cardboard box with you. And I was like, well, that was sweet. At least he knows.
Yeah.
And she let him kind of be the person that he is with wanting to apologize. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like, no, I wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have felt guilty. Would you guys have? After trying to reason and he was just like, well, whatever.
Probably not.
Because you have to admit it, like, he's never going to solve the problem then.
Correct.
He's never going to go to his son and he's never going to be like, hey, we need to sit down. We need to have a talk.
Yeah.
You're being violent towards someone and it's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to have that conversation.
And not necessarily about being fair.
A bully.
It being like bullying and just him telling his son, you know what, that's not right.
Right.
Because you never know who can come and beat you up like this guy.
Right.
Right.
I know. Never look at people's appearance. Never mistake them for what you think they are.
I know.
Yeah. So, I mean, personally, I wouldn't have an apologized. But Diego being Diego... But I like how it played out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it. I was satisfied with it.
Yeah, I was too. Because I don't feel like he should have gotten a lawsuit.
You know what I thought? It was the way that they played it out was nice. Is the fact that they were playing a game. So it's not like he showed up at his house and beat him up. It was more of like, oh, we're playing. You're coming against me. I'm coming against you. So it's like, it was all done. It was all fun and games, you know?
It could have been... He could have still got out of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least it was fun, right? But another thing that's really fun, and if you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, we have a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos feature celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career, relationship, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free, so you don't have to pay for anything. It's completely free. You can listen to the advice of Maria Menounos and anybody that she brings on. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us, Life Sentence, who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out, guys.
Right, make sure you check it out. I think you can even check it out on her website, too.
They do.
Post it there, just for the people like me who don't. Yeah, I don't have iTunes on my phone. But
you don't?
Nope. I just clicked it off because it's taking up space. So it but does. You can go on her...
on the website and stuff. You can listen to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or SoundCloud.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had no idea. Yeah. Well, we're letting people know it everywhere to find
right,
it.
Right, everywhere.
Well, guys... Let's get to the juicy stuff for tonight.
Right.
Dr. Grant, did he plan this? Stella going on this road trip with him and Sadie, like a family together to Seattle. Tell me, what do you think?
I don't know if he planned it. He might have had something up his sleeve, but okay. I don't know if he planned it.
Really? I totally think he planned it.
You do?
Yeah, because especially in that scene where she's like, did you plan for this? He like kind of looks at her like, no, but yes. You know, like he hoped for it.
Well, I think when he found out that her aunt wasn't going, that he wanted Stella to go.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think that's why I said I think he didn't really plan it, but that was what he thought in his mind when he called her and was
like, hey, this treatment is happening, this and this.
Yeah. Right, when he found out that Sadie's aunt wasn't going, I think he had her in mind. Like, yes, let me get her on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll all be able to have this. Yeah. I don't know. You know what? Honestly, I'm losing a lot of respect for Dr. Grant because...
Why?
Because she continues to let him know that she's married, but he continues to have his own motives.
But he's not doing anything.
Yes, he is. He's flirting.
Yes. No, he wasn't flirting.
Oh my gosh, you are not going to take up for this man right now. He was not flirting.
When was he flirting?
When he wanted her to go on this whole entire trip.
Okay, but you just said that he didn't want her to go on this entire trip.
No, I said he didn't plan it until after he found out that Sadie's aunt wasn't going to make it.
Okay.
So when he found out that he had to drive her to this treatment, I think that's when he came to Stella and was like, you know, I want her to go. But the deep eye contact when they were in the bar and he was playing in his band, which was like the week before, and him just like... Not planning this, but getting Stella to go.
But he didn't get her to go. He didn't get her to go, though, because that was Sadie. Sadie was the one that asked.
She said, you were hoping I would go, and he was like...
Yeah, he was hoping. He was hoping. But
why? If you know she's a married woman...
He probably enjoys her company.
No! Don't make excuses for a married woman and a man flirting with her with his own motives. He needs to calm down on all of that.
I give you that. I give you that, especially at the motel scene, right? The motel scene. She was only wearing a shirt. Hello, wear pajamas
She had on like a dress. It was like a shirt dress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was long.
No, it was a shirt from the Gas and Co. place where they went to.
It was long.
It was long, and but she had still a jacket it was a top. On. Yeah. It was too sexy. It was too provocative.
Oh my gosh. This is what's wrong with women nowadays. We try to blame ourselves for things like this, but that is not the case.
No. I don't blame her for it, but I think that it was inappropriate for her to walk out like that, even if it's like in a motel, you know, knowing that he's like in the room right next to her.
No, I don't agree. I don't agree. I do not agree at all. This, you know, that's a whole long conversation that we don't have time for. But I feel like she has made it very clear that she loves her husband. She is married and she would like for him to stop flirting with her.
Mm-hmm.
She has made all of that very clear.
Yeah.
To him. She has had this conversation. He needs to reel it back in and respect that. Like, stop trying to flirt. Like, if let it play out. If they don't work, then you can make your move. At least you let them play it out. But you're not letting them play it out. You just continue to...
I think he just has a flirtatious, like, personality. No. Very friendly.
No. Women, don't listen to her. Don't listen to Carla. No. No.
Don't listen to me. I'm single, so...
So am I. But even if I was married and I let it be known to a guy and I have to be around him for a certain reason, like, I feel like it's so disrespectful to my husband that you would even continue to try to do that.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. I feel like it's...
I feel like maybe I'm not seeing the same thing that you are. Because I feel like he was very respectful, especially when, like, in the car ride, they didn't do anything. They all sang together and they were bonding. And then Sadie wanted to take a picture and they all took a picture. And then... And then when she was like, oh, well, like, I can't drive, so you drive. And then when they got there and she was like, he was respectful when she said, like, you can't come here. You know, like, he didn't follow them and he wasn't like, oh, let me be a part of this awesome experience and sit and watch the stars. And then motel, he was already outside and she just asked, like, how Sadie was, you know? And, but she keeps, like, he'll ask about Sadie or he'll ask a question about cancer or he'll ask a question about something and she'll completely deny it because she doesn't, I feel like she can't really control how she feels towards him. That's why she can't even be around him, you know? Or, like, talk to him. Because, like, you have
some... If you were married, would you want somebody to be like that around your husband?
No.
Exactly. End of discussion.
I give you that one.
Exactly. Because we as women try to be all like, oh, it's not the same thing. But if it was a man and you were married and a woman was doing this, you would tell your husband that's disrespectful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on that note, let's talk about Pippa calling Wes several times a day, daily. He says he's been ignoring her for weeks.
For a job, though.
No. Okay, Stella's going to the hospital for her job as well, for Sadie.
I get that, and I think that...
So what's the difference?
I feel like in this, we don't see much of Pippa, but when she got on the phone, she immediately said, I was calling you for an opportunity. So I feel like she's trying to respect.
For an opportunity in San Francisco, where she lives.
I know, but she knows that they may move together. She knows that he's married. I feel like she...
No.
There's not much of a difference. Okay,
but there isn't. Stella doesn't necessarily have a career yet. She's trying to figure it out. And her volunteering at the hospital is fulfilling her. And she's thinking, maybe I want to work at a hospital. But right now, she could probably be like, well, no, I wouldn't work at a hospital because Dr. Grant works there, you know? Like, she was thinking about quitting her job just to make Wes happy. But now Wes is leaving to San Francisco with Pippa because she got him an interview of, like, his dreams.
Well, Wes said it best. If I can trust you, then you need to trust me.
Yeah, but
I don't agree.
She trusts him, but I wouldn't trust Pippa. Just like, he doesn't trust Dr. Grant.
Yep. Exactly.
Very interesting. Very interesting. It's crazy how all of this comes around back in a circle, right?
Right. Right. I can't believe that he actually really left. Because what if he does get the job? Are they moving to San Francisco together?
Yeah. I don't know. But I hope that, like... No. Well, we can save that for predictions. Because we get a little snippet. Did you get to see the snippet for next week's episode? Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. We'll talk about that in predictions. But the last thing that I want to talk about and cover for this episode was... the picnic that Wes planned for Stella before she went into treatment and the fact that Stella wanted to do this for Sadie as well. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was a beautiful moment. I really liked that moment where they did the flashback and they showed their connection and their bond and how he came around and was like, you know, making those memories for her.
Yeah.
Even though they felt at that moment she was dying.
Mm-hmm. And I think it goes to show how much Wes actually does care about her. And I think I don't think, because Stella often says, like, oh, did you plan for a relationship to be long-term kind of deal? And sometimes I was questioning myself the same thing. I was like, wait, did Wes actually think, like, she was going to be gone in a couple of months and he was just sticking around? But to see that he was doing these things and just kind of, like, going out of his way to do this for her kind of goes to show that that was not the case. So I thought it was beautiful.
Right. I really felt like you wouldn't marry somebody. Guys, I don't feel like would marry somebody that they know is about to die.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not unless if you actually, well, but that's so weird. Cause like they barely married
you now.
Yeah, but they married, I think, a couple days or weeks after they had just met. So, you know.
Right.
It was very spontaneous.
But he knew when they got married.
That he loved her.
That she was dying.
Yeah. And that he loved her. Or at least he fell in love with her.
Right.
Aw.
Oh, well.
Love. Well, we have a really fun special segment.
Yay,
that special we prepared segment for you guys. We did a little bit of the segment last week with Suzanne, who was not able to join us today, but she'll be here next week.
Yes.
And now we have a live sentence question jar where we put in our questions from this episode, and I am kind of nervous because I like I don't know what you're going to think about my questions if you get to read
right.
them.
And
but
we have our little yay or nay signs. These were specifically made by a friend of mine. Shout out to Martell. And
yay or nay.
So you're going, this is the yay or nay life sentence question segment.
Yes.
We're so excited.
Okay. So I'll let you go first.
Okay, I'm going to pick one. You guys also let us know in the chat or on Twitter, or if you follow us, if you would do a yay or nay to the questions that we also ask.
Yes,
so
definitely.
Make sure you let us know what your answers are. Okay, I'm going to go first?
Yeah, go first. All right.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like this is
one of
mine.
Of course, that one's one of mine.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Would you cheat on
Wes
with Dr. Grant? Would you
I
cheat
like the
on
music.
I know. Would you cheat on Wes with Dr. Grant? Okay, 1, 2, 3.
We right. both said
no.
nay.
Yay. No. I wouldn't.
Part of me wanted to say yay, but I'm glad I said nay.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
But because I'm totally against cheating. That's why I say nay.
But Wes is a great man. Why mess that up thinking
right?
that the grass is greener on the other side?
Because it's not. They don't even have a relationship, you know?
Right.
Well, let's find out.
Next question.
Okay. Would you harm someone's child who is bullying yours? I already have my answer.
Okay. Okay.
Just get your answer ready.
Okay.
We can talk
1, 2, 3. Yes.
Yes.
I would. I would, like, what Diego did.
Yeah.
I would totally do.
Same. I'm, like, the type of person that my family is huge, and literally my family is everything to me. If you're a friend of mine, if you know me, you know that my family is, like, the top. My cousins, I'm an only child, so I grew up with a lot of cousins, and they're all sort of, like, my siblings. And if anybody ever touched, like, a hair of them, I think, like, I would even do something to somebody. Like,
even if they did.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh. Sorry,
you'd
like,
be like, I have to like, put the fist on you.
Yeah, I would like accidentally throw this glass and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry that glass hit you in the head. I didn't even see you there.
Oh my gosh, you're the one who apologizes for it.
So yeah, like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I totally didn't even see you there.
Okay, next question. Would you have gone with Sadie and Dr. Grant? Okay, 1, 2, 3. Yes.
Yay, me too. Wait, yes. I hope I put yay.
Yay.
Why would you have gone?
Because for Sadie.
Okay.
Definitely okay. To support Sadie because she didn't have anyone. That's
to be there for her.
Yeah, that's very trying. And it can be very lonely.
Yeah.
And so it's just one of those moments where I feel like as a child, she needed at least someone that she felt comfortable with.
Yeah. Yeah, not only that, but for me, I would have gone also for Sadie just because, like, I know how important, like, support from somebody else is. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have your family there to support you, you should definitely at least have, like, a friend or somebody else to be there for you. Right. And I completely understand, especially if you're going through cancer and treatment.
Yeah. A little small piece of you would have gone for Dr. Grant. A little small piece of you?
Slightly super small piece of me would have gone for it. But this stays between the life sentence channel, okay? Mm-hmm. By the way, did you hear our episode of last week?
I didn't all the way through, but
okay, you missed it. So I was saying how we should get Suzanne totally put me on the spot because I wasn't even going to say anything. But we found out that Dr. Grant has his real band and all of that. And I was like, oh, I was like, maybe we should get
Dr. Grant
here. Yeah. And then we found out that he's like 40. And I was like, never mind.
Oh, no.
I was like, my dad.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, moving on. Next question, guys. Would you date someone on house arrest?
Oh, man, that's hard because I feel like answer. I'm trying to change in my life. Okay.
Yeah. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Yay.
I said nay. Okay.
You said nay. I said yay. See, this is why I don't date, because I have bad tendencies.
See, I say nay because I like to go out. I want to be taken out to dates. I want to be taken to the movies.
Well, it could be before a certain time.
Yeah, but I don't want to be stuck in the house after, like, 8 o'clock. That's when, like, the party starts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can give you that. So maybe I should change my answer.
You should. Yeah.
Right now, it's yay. Because I feel like once I kind of get to know you, we can Netflix and not chill, but Netflix. No? All right. Next question. Should mom and dad get back together?
I have my answer.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. You said yay? She said no. I said yes. Because they're older. Are they really going to find other people?
That's a chapter that's closed in their life. Really? I know that for dad, we didn't really cover this in the other episode. No. I think dad needs to find kind of like, I'm forgetting the name of the girl that he was dating that also dated Aiden. Lauren.
Yeah,
Lauren. I think he needs another Lauren in his life, but one that hasn't hooked up with a son. And mom just needs to have time for herself and just be a grandma for right now. Because mom doesn't even know what she wants, you know? Like,
that's
one
true.
Moment she's like, oh, I'm free and I'm in love with my best friend. And then another moment she's like, oh my gosh, let me make out with my ex-husband, you know? So I think she's confused and she needs time to be on her own. Because she hasn't been on her own since she was married to her husband. Because after the relationship with her husband ended, then she moved on with the best friend. So I think she needs time for herself to find herself and find out what she really wants in life.
Right.
So that's why I say nay. I think that's a chapter that's closed for forever. I like them being apart because they're always going to be family. We literally said this like last week here. Like, they'll always be a family and they'll always be in each other's lives. You know?
I just feel like they're older and like it takes so much time for a relationship to build.
You don't even need a relationship at that time. Okay, my turn. Let's see. Oh, this is my question. Which is very similar to one of the questions we already asked, but would you date a convict as sexy as Aiden?
A convict, though. You said a convict.
A convict.
Like, that needs to be more specific.
No, because the comic can be like something, they could have done something small, kind of like, not small because what Aiden did isn't small, but like he was convicted of something.
A felon?
Yeah. A felon as sexy as Aiden.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Nay.
Nay?
No,
I said
way.
Yay.
First of all, I don't know what they got into in prison. So I'll leave that one there.
But if you knew what they did, like if Aiden told you, oh yeah, like I got in trouble because of that. If Aiden told you his story,
but he was like, are you ever going to get a job? I need somebody who can at least work. Like you have to be able to work. You have to be bringing in money.
Wait, if you're a convict, you can't get a job.
If you're a felon, it's very hard to get a job.
Oh. I didn't think about that.
It's very hard to get a job. So you'll be the sugar mama in that space.
I would.
Okay, are we going to do one more?
Yeah, let's do two more.
Two more, okay. We'll make them quick. Okay, next one.
And then we'll do some prediction.
Do you think that Wes will cheat with Pippa? Okay. One, two, three. Nay.
Nay.
Nay. Yes.
Nay, nay, nay.
I'm glad we agree. I think that he's a great guy.
Okay, I get it. I get it now. Okay, because I was very confused. Sorry.
I think that he's a great guy, and I don't think that he's going to cheat.
He would never cheat.
I don't know about never, but...
Okay, but I feel like this is the type of show where, like, they're both very loyal to each other.
They are.
I think Pippa might try, and then he's going to be like, yo, I got to go back to my wife.
He's going to shut it down.
Because he's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if he even just kisses her?
That's still cheating.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping not. So I said nay, but there could be a slight chance that there could be like a kiss or something in there.
Maybe. Or he could get very, like, I think women sometimes can be very
aggressive.
Aggressive.
Yes.
And I have a feeling that Pippa's gonna somehow one night be wearing something very sexy to bed somehow, because it's gonna be like, oh, these are my everyday pajamas that I wear even while you're not here.
But
you know?
Why are they even in the same room?
Why is he even going to San Francisco in the first place?
For a job opportunity
with Pippa.
That he really wants.
With Pippa.
Okay, next question.
Next question.
Because we're never going to get past
it. Oh, this is actually our last question. Cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Is Stella handling the Dr. Grant situation well?
Okay. One, two, three.
Yes.
Yes, I think we agree.
Yeah, I think she's handling it well. She's really trying to put up boundaries and stuff, which is nice.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like since she was so open with him. I felt like that was a good thing. I'm like, yeah, she really handled it well because she was straight up like, hey, we can't. And then she had to backtrack a little bit and say, okay, we have to work together sometimes. But any other time, like... This needs to be shut down immediately.
Definitely.
Right.
Well, that was so much fun. Right. Let's get into some predictions, guys.
Predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Actually, predictions. Didn't write any of my predictions down. I normally write my predictions down because I probably forget. Predictions. So, if you guys watch Life Sentence on Hulu or any streaming network online, you probably didn't get to see the promo. But if you want to see the promo, you could totally watch it on YouTube. Just search for the promo of Life Sentence Episode 9. And we find out that Stella is pregnant. Is she really pregnant?
Is she really pregnant?
Yeah.
The question
is the question.
Yeah, that's the question.
I'm asking you, do you think she's really pregnant?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
That would be a good turn in whatever this cheating situations
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I think that would be a way to kind of get out of the Pippa and Wes deal. Because I feel like
Dr. Grant?
Oh, yeah, Dr. Grant. I feel like right now it's dragging on for a really long time. Like, the whole Dr. Grant.
Yeah.
And the, like, we've been, at this point... After so many episodes, either they were going to cheat or they weren't. And we have established that they're not going to because they both are going to have the opportunity to. I guess we'll find out next week if Wes ends up, like, cheating on her with Pippa. But as of right now, we know that Stella didn't cheat on Wes with Dr. Grant. And that's probably never going to happen. So it's good to kind of close that and have them be like, oh my gosh, like they're going to be having a baby. So I really hope that the baby thing is a real thing and it's not something that Stella completely made up because she wants Wes to stay there and not go to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling that Wes is going to be offered the San Francisco job. And this is the reason why she says this, so that he could stay there with her family. But... what's going to happen? Will Wes end up leaving and CSA, like, I'll be, like, a dad from far, come back every, like, other weekend, you know, like.
I don't think, she has so much family there, and I'm taking it. We never go over his family, but I'm taking it that they're back where he's from.
Yeah.
And I really am thinking that, I'm London. Hoping that she is, because, like you said, this will kind of close that, how long this Pippa and Dr. Grant thing is going on, mm-hmm. and how they're dealing with this situation. And if she is, I really think this will give him the opportunity to stay and not take the job. Do I believe he's going to be offered the job? I'm not really sure on that one. That could go either way. Either he may be offered and then he finds out that she's pregnant and then he doesn't take it.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. I want him not to be offered the job.
Well, I guess we'll have to. These are the things that I want. Well, I guess we'll have to tune in and watch this week's episode, which actually airs tomorrow at 9 at 9 p.m. So thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. Yes. We are the Live Sentence Panel. And Monique, tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
You can find me everywhere at Miss Mo Loveless. That's M-S Mo Loveless on all social media platforms. You can also see me every every Sunday on Trust at 9 p.m. and one more episode on Tuesday for The Voice at 10 p.m. I think that one's 10. Yeah. Perfect. At 10 p.m. And Trust is actually 10 too. Sorry, guys. I messed all that up.
No problem. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran, on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end. And of course, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media networks at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you guys so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Ciao.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.